CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batson with Bob Zimmerman. We're going space exploring, and we're going space exploring with big astronomy. This is the Webb Telescope. Now, Bob and I have talked about it carefully over the years because it's long delayed, and there's sort of a tortoise race as to which one will launch last, the Webb Telescope or the SLS. Bob, is the Webb Telescope getting any closer to the finish line, which is to say, is it ahead or behind?
Well, we have news. And you say we've talked about this for years, John, but it's really more properly said we've talked about this for decades. The Webb Telescope was first proposed around the year 2001. It was supposed to be finished and launched in 2011, and it was as first proposed, it was only going to cost $500 million. Well, here we are. Almost two decades, well, actually two decades later, 20 years later, 10 years behind schedule, the cost is now about $10 billion. That's 20 times their original cost. But we have news that is maybe good. The James Webb Telescope is finally completed. It has completed all its testing, and it's now ready for shipment to its launch site in French Guiana, where it'll be mounted on an Ariane 5 rocket. They are tentatively scheduling that launch for the late October. And so right now it looks like all things are go for the Webb to finally take off in late October of this year. It'll beat SLS. Whether it'll beat Starship is another question, but it looks like it is getting close to launch finally.
So as we approach the finish line in this strange contest we've invented, it looks like SLS could win by losing. That's what it looks like. But events.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm not surprised. Yeah.
Events are in the saddle. Now, we go to the surface of the planet Mars, where the Chinese space program is to be congratulated. What's happened, Bob?
Well, they had one of their terse state-run press announcements this week in which they announced that Chirang, their rover on Mars, has now completed 100 Martian days on the surface. That's 10 days more than its nominal mission, and it's still functioning just fine. They included one picture they gave. They provided one low-resolution panorama of the surface taken from where it sits right now. I didn't even bother posting it because it was low resolution. I couldn't even zoom on a section to crop it. This was not worth looking at. But they also included a map to show us where it has traveled. And I took that map and I used the information and superimposed it on a Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter image. And I've got this posted behind the black. So you can see where it has gone and also where it might be going. Their map doesn't show that. And so I put that out. And you can see that they're still heading south. I think they're really going to head for the heat shield that was used during landing, because the emphasis, the sense I'm getting is that they're putting engineering concerns, giving it a very high priority. And they looked at the entry capsule and parachute. They looked at the lander with the rover. If they look at the heat shield, that also will tell them a lot about how this worked. There is science they're trying to do, obviously, and they're taking pictures and that, you know, gathering data. But that seems to be where they're heading right now, John.
It's a puzzle, Bob, why they're so careful with information. I mean, they're on Mars, and part of being an explorer is to make it clear to people following you that you're a pioneer. It's very strange, but it's the culture.
There's two components to this, I think. One, yes, they're secretive. It's government-run, so they're going to be very terse and protective of what they give out, the same as the Soviet Union. And there's another component, which I note on my post. This is the English press announcement. My impression is that in their Chinese announcements, they give more data. But I don't speak Chinese or read it, so I have no way of even knowing how to search for that stuff. So I can't access it easily. It's very possible to their own people they're releasing more information. There are good reporters who speak Chinese that periodically update based on Chinese reports. And then when that happens, I get more information.
Curiosity, another wonderful picture from this alien planet. What do you see in this picture, Bob?
Oh, Curiosity did another mountain view of its location, and I did a panorama of it. It's up on the website. It's pretty spectacular. It includes the most spectacular outcrop they have ever gotten close to, and they're getting close to it. But right now they're drilling. But it's just, you know, this is spectacular terrain. It is in the mountains, and it's, you know, we're traveling in the mountains on Mars. It's just, how else can you say, my gosh, that is really cool stuff, John.
And a curving channel on Mars. Again, we can't. It looks like water, but we don't know anymore.
No, this is a Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter picture that I highlighted on Behind the Black, and it shows these curving channels, and these channels could have been formed one of three ways. It could have been formed by flowing water, catastrophic flood. It could have been formed by ice glacial process. It could have been formed by volcanic activity. And in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a combination of all three, John. And that's what makes the pictures interesting, you know?
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.